Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am opening up about something today. It's going to be a bit of a different conversation that I haven't necessarily had before, and I'm definitely nervous to have. I'm going to, in a minute, pause this and then go live to my Instagram to sort of share this a little bit about this. But, you know, I want to talk about like the duality of holding different things in your life and, you know, a little bit about sort of like hiding, right? I feel like I've been hiding a little bit and I want to open up about this and I want to talk about this. So, yeah, and there's a reason why, and it's not been really to do with business at all. It's been to do with personal things, but I think that oftentimes, you know, like opening up for me and being very honest is like helpful for me, but I also know that it's really beneficial for a lot of other people to hear these sorts of things, because it happens, right? Like this sort of stuff is what people deal with. This is life. This is real life shit. So I'm going to open up a little bit about my fertility journey and the sort of difficulties that I have currently been facing. The power of holding duality, because there's a lot of duality in this conversation. And yeah, I hope that I don't kind of get lost. I'm going to try and make sure that this is like concise and short and to the point. But I think that it's a really powerful and important conversation to be having, because at the end of the day, you know, there's so like 1 in 9 people are dealing with this sort of stuff. They say like, you know, roughly that struggle to fall pregnant. Or 1 in 4 deal with miscarriages. I would suggest that number is probably even higher, who knows. And so like, I think kind of opening up about this journey a little bit with protecting my heart is really important. So yes. But for those of you who don't necessarily know much about this, this is me opening up. I'm going to be talking about holding duality, talking about holding faith when things feel like it's not working out. And it's nothing to do with business. Like nothing that I really speak about right now is to do with business. This is honestly to do with my personal life. So recently, over the last, for those of you who don't know, I've had a journey with fertility. Like I have had quite the journey. And what I mean by that is like I have been diagnosed with endo. I have PCOS. I have had a lot of trouble falling pregnant. We did last year. We sadly lost it. If this is a triggering conversation for you, I do suggest perhaps stepping away and coming back if you're struggling with this. But like that has been something that has been a difficult kind of journey for me. And over the last, like since we experienced the loss, it's been weighing heavily. It's weighed heavily, right? Like especially when something is, and this I see this happen with people in business, when they're manifesting something or they're calling something into their life. When you want something so badly and it's not working out, it can be like soul crushing, right? It can be so soul crushing. And then you add on top of that, like, you know, having problems in that area or just feeling like there's more barriers in that area. And so to be completely honest, and if I'm being very open about kind of like what we've been going through, and I'm talking about my side, I'm not going to talk about Jamie's stuff. But yeah, falling pregnant hasn't been happening, right? Like it's been really, really, really hard. And with that, obviously emotionally that brings up all of the things as well, right? It's not a smooth sailing path. And so, you know, at the moment I'm kind of like in this process and in this journey of looking at further options. So what that means is more invasive, intensive treatment. And that has been pretty jarring. Like that's kind of been the conversation over the last couple of weeks, is like thinking about, okay, you know, what are we going to do? Because we want this outcome and we know that this is what we're meant to do. And we are holding the faith and the vision of being parents, but it just hasn't been happening. And so with that, you know, I have, you know, looked at other options and looking at some further options. Now, mind you, as I'm having this conversation, I would really appreciate that you don't give me your advice, that you don't tell me you know, of some magical unicorn that had some incredible experience of where they fell pregnant, you know, just because they were having a few drinks one night. Trust me, if that were going to happen, it would have happened by now. You know, and it could still happen. I'm not closing the door to that. It's just, you know, some people's journeys just look a little bit different. But the reason why, yeah, I want to kind of open up about this is because, again, you know, so much of the stuff that I have been doing behind the scenes that you wouldn't necessarily see, and, you know, I've stopped sharing so openly is because, you know, I've been doing a lot of stuff to do with fertility, right? Like, I have been in a lot of appointments, a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of, you know, really taking care heavily of my mindset and really taking care of myself whilst this has been such a journey. And so, you know, and I just don't think that that's super sexy to share, sort of sexy things to talk about. So with that, you know, I'm just going to be really open and honest and say, like, from here on out, sometimes some of the content that I'm going to be sharing is going to be really heavily embedded in mindset, because for me, being able to like continue to do all the things that I do, holding space for the clients that I hold, so much of that conversation and so much of me being able to do that has been because of the fact that I have so much of a grounding around this work. So It's a thing that we're currently going through. It's a thing that I have been currently going through, and I'm not out of the woods of it yet, right? But in saying that, like, I feel really grounded and really great about it. If you've spoken to me a couple of, probably even like a month ago, perhaps I probably wouldn't have been feeling that way. And I know we're going to get the outcome that we want. But again, this comes back to like the messaging and the understanding of like, just because it hasn't happened now doesn't mean it's not going to happen, right? Does not mean it's not going to happen. And just because something in a particular area feels a little bit difficult, or perhaps you have some barriers that don't allow you to do that because of whatever reason or whatever conditions or whatever it might be, doesn't mean that the outcome that you're looking to create is just not meant for you, right? And again, I'm really passionate about that when it comes to business, when it comes to mindset, when it comes to anything. Like, you can have what you want, and it's also okay to get some support to help you get there if it's feeling a little bit messy, if it's feeling a little bit tricky and a little bit difficult. So I suppose, you know, recently over the last like 6 months, I have been holding such big duality of like being so disappointed and, you know, really sad in this area of my life where it hasn't been happening, right? The fertility stuff, it hasn't happened. I'm not pregnant. So it hasn't been happening. And then on the flip side, holding the, you know, excitement of things that are happening in my world and being so, because you can be both things, it can be two things at once, right? Being so excited about the fact that, you know, I have had the deepest connections with my friends that I ever have in my life. Excited about the connection that I have with my partner that's the deepest it's ever been in my life. Excited about the fact that, you know, the clients that I'm working with, it's the deepest connection, and people are getting such wonderful fucking results from this space as well, which is really, really incredible. Excited about the fact that, you know, there's so many incredible moving parts behind the scenes that I haven't even gotten into yet that are happening. And at the same token, and at the same time, in one particular area, things aren't necessarily happening the way that I intentionally or, you know, would ideally like. So this has been such an incredible, interesting journey. It's been a really, really, really interesting journey for me to be kind of be embarking on. And for someone who knows so much about mindset and who really lives about like mindset and energetics and believes in manifestation, right? Like, having that tough pill to swallow that like, hey, you might need a little bit of help, has been quite tricky for me to kind of wrap my head around of like, you know, if I want something, it means it's for me. It means we should be going for it, right? And it gets to happen because we've chosen it to happen. But that also means that when we choose for something to happen, we get to lean into being supported. And support is not just universal support or like friends and family. Sometimes that's medical support too, which is the kind of stuff that I've been leaning into, is having that medical support surrounding the fertility. So this has been a really interesting journey for myself, and like holding the duality and also holding the faith. And I do liken it. And I like, you know, I'm always looking at how does this relate to other areas, right? How does this relate to my clients? If I have been having trouble in this area, does that then relate to something that people go through? And I think it does, right? You can have this beautiful, incredible dream of what it is that you're calling in, and this amazing dream of, you know, helping people expand their mindsets, expand, you know, the world, right? You can have and hold this incredible dream, And for some people at some time, the journey just looks a little bit different, right? Like for some people, it happens overnight. And it can look like it happens overnight. For others, it happens with a little bit more time. For others, it can happen really, really, really quickly, right? Like I have friends who have had such beautiful success stories of just immediately falling pregnant. And it's amazing, right? And then for others in different areas, it's not like that. And it's not about like beating ourselves up for having difficulties in a particular area. It's about noticing when you need the support, when you need the help to be able to help you to get to the place that you want to go. And so, you know, I share this and I open this up because again, so many people struggle with this. This is not just me. There are so many people in my world that have had similar issues that they've faced. And I think that it's important as a leader to lead and to share and to open up your heart and to talk about things when you're ready and when you're able with respecting your own privacy. And then also like dissecting the lessons and dissecting what can be actually used for people in different areas. So it's important to me to share this stuff so that you obviously know you know to a certain extent that like, you know, everything that I share is not coming from this over glamorized place. Like it comes from a deep space of wanting to be super, super honest with you guys, right? Wanting to be super, super honest whilst protecting my heart and whilst holding faith for the vision that I have, because I know where I'm going to go. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And I think that the same goes for every single person on this planet. When you are growing a business, when you have a dream, when you have a mission, when you're in a launch, whatever it might be, when you're manifesting something, when you're calling something in, just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen, right? And that's the biggest thing that this fertility journey has taught me is really looking at who are you in the moments in between what it is that you're calling in. Because if you are, you know, you say that you manifest and you call all these things in, but then it's not happening and then you crack the shits and you give up, right? Then like you're not really who you say you are, right? You're not self-leading yourself. So, you know, I really, really, really do look at this, and I'm glad that this is resonating, guys. I really do look at this like from that lens of, again, just because it's not happening right now doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And it does get to happen because again, like we're choosing it, and it's also okay to get help in that process. Same way, you know, I might be getting help on the, you know, the medical front, but like for other people, you might be getting help in other areas as well, right? Like you might be needing a business coach. You might be needing to work with somebody to help you get your result because you've tried, you've done the thing that you know to do and it's not happening yet. Perhaps a course isn't enough and a heavy duty one-on-one container is the thing to lean into. Or you might just want to do that because that also just feels better to you and feels more supportive than to just, you know, keep trying on your own. And that's sort of, you know, some of the parts that, you know, I have kind of been leaning into of like part of it is a need. Absolutely. It's a desire to have more support. And it's also kind of being like, yeah, I'm kind of sick of like not having the desire that I want. So I'm ready to fucking lean into it. Yeah, just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Absolutely. So this is me kind of opening up with this like different, you know, I don't have to share this stuff, right? Like I know a lot of people, a lot of coaches who share on business, who share on spirituality, mindset that won't be this open until they've got the result that they want, right? Like they won't necessarily talk about this stuff. And, you know, it would be very easy for me to just not, right? It would be very easy for me to just be like, you know, my life is perfect. And there are so many elements of it that are incredible. Like, again, I say friendships are the deepest they've ever been. My business is going so fucking well, right? The connections that I have with my clients are incredible. The connection that I have to myself is really great as well. And in this particular area of my life, it's hard and I'm needing more support, and it's okay to get that. And it's okay to still hold the vision of what it is that we're calling in and for things to feel a bit fucking messy. So I hope that this has sort of like helped. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. Please don't necessarily ask me anything that's going to like overstep any boundaries. I don't want any kind of advice on go see this person, go see that naturopath, go blah, 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 blah. Trust me, whatever you think might help me, I've probably tried, right? I've probably already done it. And so, you know, with that, you know, it's just respecting my journey and my process. I also don't want to hear about, you know, incredible cases. I hear about them all the time. I'm making sure that I'm invested in them. But this is just me really opening the front of like, okay, I'm probably going to share a lot more about mindset because it's been the backing of what's really helped me. And I also think that, like, honestly, if I did not have, and if I went, one day I'll share, like, one day I will go into depth and detail about just how fucking rattling this last 6 months has been. And anyone who has struggled to conceive, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it is rattling, to say the least, right? On a soul level, it can be very rattling. I am quite literally the strongest I have ever been in myself, right? And I feel so confident that we're going to get there, right? I'm very confident in that, in this area of my life. There's a lot of other areas where it's like, yeah, fucking oath, there's so many things moving. And I use faith from those areas to then inject more faith into this area, right? But one day I will open up on all of those different pieces, right? And I absolutely will. I promise you I will when I feel called to, and I have to obviously protect my heart. I've got boundaries around this. But when I feel called to and when I feel like I'm ready, I'm absolutely going to talk about that because it's important. Now I feel like I'm losing my words. Of course. She loses her words. When I one day feel ready and really open to doing that, I will have those conversations. But the biggest thing to lean into is that, like, you get to lean into support. And right now I'm probably going to share more, a lot on mindset, a lot on confidence, because if I didn't have that as a base level, if I didn't have a regulated nervous system as a base level, if I wasn't able to witness my shadows and witness all of those bits and pieces and hold all of those projections, a lot of the conversation that's happening in seen, heard, and banked, if I wasn't able to do all of that, like, you pair struggling, you know, trying to conceive, right? And having some difficulty with running a business where, you know, you kind of cop shit sometimes, right? Like, in this kind of space, you can, from people that you know or just in general. You pair those things together without a deep connection to self and a really strong relationship to yourself. You try and do those things together and it is tough. It can be very, very difficult. So I know that what has allowed me to move through so much of this has been a deep connection to myself, really looking at my shadows, energetic work, mindset work, all of these practices, alongside having systems set up so that regardless of what's fucking going on, content's been going out. I've had in the last couple of weeks, I've had some difficult shit that's been happening. And I've still had inquiries come through, right? Like, and because business continues as normal. And I'm also not going to shame myself for having difficulty in one area of my life when all the other areas are fucking fantastic. So this is also like part of that messaging and part of why Seen, Heard, and Banked is such a powerful conversation, and something that I really strongly suggest, if you haven't already joined, that you absolutely do. So I hope that this has been helpful, or obviously for you understanding just a little bit about, you know, where I'm at. I love to be very honest with people. I love to be very open. If you're just jumping on, I would suggest watching this from the beginning. It's like, it's so important to be able to hold duality, aka something not going well in one area, but so many things going well in another area. I'm also not making it mean anything about you, right? I don't make any, the fact that I've had trouble, you know, in this area of fertility, the fact that I've had trouble, or we've had trouble, okay, but a lot of the reasons because of me, I don't make that mean that I'm less than, or that I'm not good enough, or that there's something wrong with me, or that, it's never going to happen, or I'm not positive enough, or I'm not XYZ enough. Like, I will never make that mean something about myself, my worth, my, is this the right time or not? Like, I'm not going to make it mean literally anything, because it doesn't mean anything. And even someone listening to this who's like struggling in that area, don't make it mean anything. Sometimes people just start at different areas and they have different barriers to getting the result that they want. Same thing happens in business, right? Some people come from a place of privilege where it's just easier to get to where they want to go. Everybody comes from a different barrier, and like, that's okay. And I'm not going to make it mean anything about me. And I think that that's really important for other people to also do the same. It could cripple me, but it's not going to, and we're not going to allow that to happen. At the same time, like, we're holding the faith for all the incredible things that are already going on and so many amazing things that are happening at the moment. So if I wasn't in that space, like, I'm telling you right fucking now, if I didn't have the level of confidence that I do, if I didn't have the strength and mindset, if I didn't have the resilience that I do, if I made everything mean something about my worth as a human being, I would not be sitting here right now. In fact, it would have been easier to break, to shut down the business. I've heard of women who've had similar stories to mine. that couldn't work. They went part-time, that have gone, you know, either part-time or they have stopped working. And that's I love working. I'm never going to stop doing that. So it's you know, everyone's journey is different again, but like so much of what has allowed this work to continue to grow, people to still get amazing results, me to be able to continue to work with people and hold space and do all those things is because of what I teach. It is because of the things that I have learned to embody, and all of that is like so deeply important. And with that, I am going to be, you know, working on, I have a mindset course that's going to be coming, and that is going to be happening in the next couple of months. And the reason why I'm doing something surrounding mindset is because, again, it's the base level to let anything else that you want to do grow from there, and the ability to hold that duality. We're not about perfection in this audience, in my community, in this space. Like, you do not need to be a perfect human being. In the past, there has been this like element and level of needing to be perfect. And I have held this perfection mask up a lot and, you know, wouldn't necessarily have a lot of these conversations. I used to have them a lot over the last couple of years, like probably the last 2 years, but then I kind of hid away. But prior to that, I wasn't having these conversations about, like, you know, the fact that you don't need to be a perfect human being and that you can still feel confident, you can feel strong, you can feel really grounded, you can hold duality, you can hold the faith, you can know that something is coming through for you, and you can take the action to go there even though it's rattling. And so, you know, I want this community to be a space where you do not have to be perfect to have the business that you want, to have the mindset, the life, the relationship, the family, the, you know, pregnancy, right? That's the stuff I'm going through. You don't have to be perfect to be able to allow that to happen. So this is really, really huge. I've been feeling a lot of anxiety currently, and I'm in a job that I don't want to do, and I want to follow my dreams and goals. Could I get advice if possible? I think that, like, start with the dreams and the goals right now when you're in that space of, you know, working the job that you are, and work on your anxiety, right? Work on the anxiety that you're feeling. Work, if you can work with someone to work on the anxiety, work with somebody to work on the anxiety, and really make sure that you definitely work on that, and then start working on that dream and that goal. A lot of people think that, like, they need all of this space to work on their side hustle or to work on their business. Like, they need to quit their jobs. They need to stop doing this. They need to stop doing that. But in reality, like, you don't need to necessarily stop anything to make something grow in the business space. You just have to dedicate really powerful time and energy toward it. So my suggestion would be to go look after your nervous system, do some nervous system regulation practice, go take care of your anxiety as much as you can, have support around that. If that's a psychologist, a therapist, a coach, somebody that you can work with. And I would start working toward that dream and that goal that you have, because why not, right? Why not? So I hope that this conversation has been helpful. Again, if it has been, and when this stuff resonates and when this stuff lands, right? Sometimes for me, when I get like DMs saying, hey, this conversation really resonated, hey, what you said helped, or, that post that you put out there, like, that was great, or whatever it might be. Like, when I hear that sort of stuff, I know to keep going with it, right? Like, I know that actually, you know what, this is really beneficial. And I hear that when I have my clients come into my containers and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you shared this thing 6 months ago and that's why I'm here now and blah, 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 blah. Like, I know that it does, but like hearing about it as well is really, really, really powerful and really beautiful. So anyway, I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you know somebody who is struggling to conceive or struggling to hold faith in an area where they want to hold faith, like, again, coming from somebody who practices manifestation and a couple of years ago went into the shame spiral of like, if it's meant to happen, it should be happening. Why isn't it happening? Like, if you are somebody who has, you know, struggled with faith, or you've been having really great success in one area but not in another, and you've demonized yourself or you made anything bad like that, make sure that you watch this, you listen to this a couple of times. It's going to be in a podcast episode as well. But also, you know, on top of that, like, if you know of somebody who's been struggling in that area, aka trying to conceive or whatever it might be, like, you know, it might be worthwhile sending them this as well, because it can be tricky to say the least. And my heart goes out to any of you guys who are really holding faith and holding a vision, but it feeling like it's messy, feeling like it's hard. I promise you, it will happen. Things get to happen, and it's also okay to get help to have it happen too. I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't remind you guys that Seen, Heard, and Banked, the conversation, which is the masterclass that is happening on Friday, is actually a really deep conversation. It's a really deep, powerful conversation that I'm going to be having and I'm going to be holding surrounding being seen and being heard as a leader and then being banked, and the lessons that I have learned and the really the key pivotal pieces that have allowed that to happen for me over the last couple of years. Because again, I can talk about the beginning stages of my business, and I can talk about realistically what's happened over the last couple of years. And over the last couple of years, like, it's really deepened, and there's been a difference. There's been a change that I've brought with it. So we are going to be talking a lot about mindset. You don't necessarily need to have a business if you want to join that masterclass. Yes, we're going to be talking about money mindset, but again, you don't need to have a business to be talking about that. And there's going to be a lot in there. And with that, there's going to be some mindset containers that will be starting to open over the next couple of months alongside business containers, because again, the combination of these two things is really powerful and important. I also have 2 one-on-one spaces available for a June start to work with me on a one-on-one level. Again, mostly beneficial for business owners too. So if you're interested in that, then you can always send me a message. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the beautiful comments. I really appreciate them. Thank you for everyone who listens to my podcast and who still is here and connects with my work, even though I've been hiding just slightly over the last 6 months. And I'm excited that this is going to bring like a different, deeper kind of connection to you guys. And it's also going to help me show up a lot more authentically as well. So I really appreciate it. I love you all. This community means so much. I can't even tell you how much this community means to me. And I've been so protective over my heart, like so protective of, like, you know, just really trying to really look after myself. And I've really been quiet about a lot of this stuff, right? And that's been out of protection to myself. But I also know that my job and my journey on this planet is not about being quiet, right? Like, I really struggle to keep my mouth shut at the best of times. But, you know, I know that there's going to be women in this audience, and there's going to be other people who listen to this, who have partners that have dealt with this, or friends or sisters, or, you know, whatever it might be, or, you know, people in their lives that have dealt with the same sort of stuff, or they're just dealing with disappointment and they're, you know, they want to hold the duality. They want to be able to experience all of the highs and the lows and be really strong in their mindset. And I think that this conversation is, it feels bigger than me, right? It just does. It just feels bigger than me. So if it's resonated, send me a message, comment, feel free to do whatever you want to do. Again, this community means so much, and I'm excited to like start just like more honesty, right? Just more honesty. Like that's the vibe from here on out, right? More honesty, more connection. And yeah, anyway, I will see you guys later. Thank you so much for being here.